And today, well, there was no room for that baby that would die for the sins of all mankind and become the Savior of the world. And today there are still many people who do not have room for that baby, for Jesus, who came and died for their sins. It says in Scripture that He is knocking at the door of many people's hearts, wanting to go in and dine with them. But still today in our country, many people do not have room for Jesus. On the other hand, there are special people who have not only opened up their heart to the Lord spiritually, but also have opened their doors up literally to the young people. Young people who are searching for a place to belong, and whether they realize it or not, they're searching for God's purpose for their life. And I am so thankful that my brother-in-law, Bart, and my sister, Sarah, are those kinds of special people. I want them to know very much how proud I am of what they do. They show God's love to kids that are struggling, and maybe the parents are struggling too, and they just welcome them in with open arms and open hearts, and they trust God to provide. And as we have been able to minister with the Our Home kids here in our town, I want to get the chance to hear from Bart and listen to about what they're doing down in Missouri. But I want to know, Bart and Sarah, that I praise God for the work that He is doing through you, and I'm so very proud of both of you. And thank you for being here this morning. As Bart shares with us, I ask that you would prayerfully consider how you might join with them in their ministry. Bart, would you please come and share with us? Thank you.
Well, good morning. I'm used to living in Missouri, and they say there the climate's changed like crazy and we have unstable temperatures. Then I came here. You guys go from 40 to negative 6. You guys win. I give up. My name is Bart Hintz, and my wife, Sarah, back there, you kind of saw her earlier. We work with a group called Show Me Christian Youth Home, and we've been there almost 7 years now. And I'm just thankful to have the opportunity to come and to share with you today, because Show Me is a ministry that's very dear to my heart, and I love it so much. At Show Me, our mission statement is to rescue and restore young lives. I don't know about you guys, but there's so many kids out there that we come across that their lives are just a struggle, and it's difficult, and it's hard. And so we have come together, and in our home, just we want to rescue and restore those lives, give them what they deserve, give them what they should have had all along. Show Me Christian Youth Home, I just want to give you a little bit of history, and then we were going to watch a short video. But Show Me Christian Youth Home started in 1967 on a 28-acre plot of land that a farmer decided he was going to give. And when they asked, why would you give such a generous gift? He said, well, if it raises good corn and beans, it'll raise good young people for the Lord. And that was our beginning. We started with one trailer on a 28-acre plot of land. And we've spread all across the state of Missouri now to 5 different locations, 10 homes total, and over 2,000 kids in the last 46 years have called Show Me Home. Over 2,000 kids we've been able to help. And so that's just awesome. And that's just because people care. That's because people give. One thing that's unique about Show Me is we get no government assistance whatsoever. We're privately funded by churches and individuals. Every dollar we get comes from churches and individuals. Therefore, we don't have a lot of those restrictions that a lot of other places have that get that government funding. We aren't a facility. We aren't like one big building where everybody lives. We're 10 separate homes. My wife and I live in a 6-bedroom home with 3 bathrooms, and we have 8 kids living in our home, 3 of our own and 5 place children. And so, you know, that as well makes us different, because we're just a home. We're a family. And I don't know how many kids every year apply for Show Me, how many families. It's all private placement by the families. There's more than we could help. But, you know, it's that family atmosphere that makes Show Me successful, because you can get around the dinner table. We eat dinner every night together around the table. We have devotions together. We have bedtime prayers. We go to church. We go to church activities together. I do this at least twice a month, it seems like. I just go out and do things and promote the ministry, and we get to meet those people that support us. But it's such an awesome ministry. Such an awesome ministry. Just real quick, my history with Show Me. In 2004, I was a youth pastor in a small town, Rushville, Missouri. And I had the opportunity to be the dean of a junior high week of camp. And I accepted it. I don't know what I was thinking, because anybody who's been around 70 junior highers at one time knows what a struggle that could be. But I accepted that challenge, and I loved it. And I needed a group to come and be my missionary for the week. And so our church had supported Show Me, and I called them and asked them to come. And they came, and they presented the ministry, kind of like what I'm doing today. And my wife and I, we fell in love with it. We're just like, that's something that's really cool. We really like that. We think maybe that's something we could do in the future. You know, it's not anything God has planned for us now. It'll be down the road. It'll be several years. And we kind of put it in the back of our minds, didn't give it another thought. The next year, as I did camp again, I had them come again. And that week of camp, we just fell in love with it all over again, and even to a greater degree. And thought, wow, that's really something that I think God wants us to do. And I, that week, decided, hey, this is what God's calling is for our life. And I talked to Sarah about it. And she said, you're absolutely wrong. You have... That's not what God has for our lives. Well, we're at Show Me, so that's one right for me, one wrong for Sarah. But we decided, okay, we're going to pray about it for 30 days. And so for 30 days, we prayed about it every day. And by the end of those 30 days, we'd already been interviewed and accepted at Show Me. And we just knew that's what God had for us to do. And we were there for 6 years, and then we left for a year and a half as our family got a little bit older. We came back in January and started again. And we are house parents, which means the kids live with us 6 days a week. We have one day off a week, and we have a home specifically set aside for those days where we're on what we call relief. And on those days, the kids go to that family and live with that family for that day, and then they come back to our house. Right now, Show Me has about 25 to 30 young people in our care. We have, on top of that, about 15 children that belong to parents. To the staff that live there. So we have about 40 kids right now. We could hold 80 to 90 kids. And in the past, you know, our numbers were up there. But because we are a private placed facility, the state has recently decided to stop placing any kind of children, any of the children with us. So we don't get any children through the DFS anymore like we used to. And so, you know, one thing we always do when we come out, we say, if you guys know somebody who has a need, you know, we'd love to help. And actually, currently, we have three young people from the state of South Dakota that are in our care down there. We've also had kids all the way from New York come and stay with us, too. So, I mean, it's all over. Most of our kids obviously come from Missouri, Kansas, that area, but they come from all over as well. And so right now, we're going to watch a short video, and then I'll get back up here, and I want to answer some of your questions. So if you have any questions at that time, please let me know.
Days will come when you don't have the strength, when all you hear is you're not worth anything, wondering if you ever could be loved, and if they truly saw your heart, they'd see too much. You're beautiful.
All right. Right now, I just want to open it up for questions. There's so many things I could talk about because I know you guys aren't familiar with Shomi, but I just want to talk about right now what you want to talk about. So if you guys have any questions, I'd love to have an opportunity to answer those. Yes, Michael.
When the kids come to show me, what do you find, obviously, situations differ, but do you feel like there's a general, overall part that they need when they come into your home?
I've never had that question asked to me. We've got kids with all backgrounds. I mean, parents that are incarcerated. We've had boys in our home that were in gangs and a single parent home that just dad wanted to get them out of the gang lifestyle. Sarah, would you say just a lot of just behavioral kind of things that they just need stability and structure, probably for the most part? Acceptance. Any other questions? That depends on the situation. When the kids come, the parents sign a contract for a year, and we ask, you know, that they leave them for the year. And at the end of that year, we get together with the parents and the kids and see if going home would be a good idea. Because we're not a state facility, though, if the parents decide I want my child, we can't stop that from happening. Usually it's at least a year minimum. We've had kids come at like 6 months and stay till they graduated high school. So I would say on average, probably 3 or 4 years would probably be an average.
And do the churches that support this mission, or are they more responsible for the contacts of parents who want their children?
How do we find them? Like I said earlier, I mean, we used to get a lot of kids from the DFS, but because we're not a state facility, they kind of quit that. Now it's the churches, individuals who know about us, and they know about a kid who's struggling or needs help, placement that way. I mean, we're on the internet. We put some radio ads out, you know, for people. Because it's private placement, you know, they have to find us somehow. And so we've got the internet now and radio placements, and mostly though, it's going to be word of mouth from somebody coming doing presentation saying, we have room for kids. If you know a child who needs help, please send them our way. Yes. God has blessed us. We have all the funding just donated on a regular basis to cover. There's no charge for a parent to have their child at Shomi. And the church that refers them, they're not responsible for any way. It's just all through donations. And that's one thing I love is just to be able to see how God's people just take care. And there's always more food than we can eat. We are debt-free, you know. And that's awesome. And in a time when the economy is tough, we've been able to get completely debt-free. And so every dollar given now goes straight to taking care of kids. You know, there's no debt. There's nothing that has to be paid off from any other thing. So, I mean, everything just goes straight to taking care of the kids. And for me, that's one of the things I love is just seeing God's people work, you know. And churches come and do missions trips and things like that, too. Yes. It's pretty even, yeah. We have like boy homes and we have girl homes usually. We have both in our home, but usually it's more separated. Yes. The oldest boy we have right now is 20 years old. Usually they're not there till they're 20, but he came and he was so far behind in school that he is working so incredibly hard to get his GED, and so he's able to stay. And we have our own private school on grounds that they can go to. And so that's really awesome, too. And it's a great school. The youngest child we have right now, probably 4 or 5 would be my guess. So we have children of all ages. We don't have any right now that have special needs, but we have had children with special needs, yes. Yes.
When you donate, what kind of donation is a normal thing that you need? Is it more on clothes? Is it more on food? Is it more on money? What kind of, or people to come in and keep groundwork? What is it on an average basis, your most needed?
Well, it's kind of all of it, really. I mean, we have a whole building set aside that we call our fashion barn, and it's all organized by size, by boy, by girl. It's amazing how much stuff we get from there. We have a local Walmart, too, that gives us returns, so we can go get the returns from there. They just, here's your returns, go get them. So we get, you know, trash cans and clothes and stuff that people have brought back. Always clothes. I mean, when you have kids, they keep growing, and they keep swapping out clothes. But we do have a lot of clothes. And it takes a lot of food to feed kids, so food's always a good thing to donate. And, money, time, everything's important. Does he have another hand? Maybe not. Yeah.
So are the children, are they like free there, or are they like
locked up? What do you mean locked up? Like, can't get out of your room?
Can they leave?
Leave. Some of the kids do have jobs. You know, we take them to their jobs. I mean, but we're still a home where they, it'd be kind of like, like a normal family, except, they can't just go off by themselves and go do whatever. They still have to have permission to do stuff. Does that make sense? They can't just run off and I'll be back in about 15 hours and stuff. Yes. No, we're only in Missouri. Yeah. I know there's other states have other homes that are like us, but we are only in Missouri. Yeah. Yes. You mean violence before they come, or violence when they're there? I guess it kind of depends on the situation. We're not a high risk facility, so we're not really trained for high risk situations. And so if the kids have big violent tendencies before they come, we usually refer them to somewhere that's better able to suit those needs. So we don't have a lot of big violent issues. To answer your question, I'm not sure. I guess it would depend on the situation, what needs to be done. If they need to be restrained, we'd have to restrain them or whatever, if they just need to go to their room for a while to cool off, just let them have that time to cool off and then come back later and talk about the situation. No, we haven't had a lot of that problem.
So,
yes?
After a parent places a child with you guys, do they have a lot of involvement? Is it kind of case by case, or do you guys kind of work on that?
It is case by case. Pretty much everything we have is with the kids is going to be case by case. For the first 6 weeks they're there, they're not allowed any contact so that they can get settled into the home and that. And then they can get one phone call a week, and then they get one weekend a month that they can go home and be with their families. Over Christmas break, the kids will go home for the whole Christmas break. Thanksgiving, go home the whole Thanksgiving break. During the summer, they get like 2 weeks that they can go home so they can have family vacations and things like that. Some of the parents are real involved, and some of the kids we have, their parents will call them every week. They'll, mail them things. It'll be... but other kids, the parents aren't involved. Yeah. Okay. Well, if any of the kids that come, they have to have the parents' consent. And so they have to have the parents' consent also to leave. Yeah. If they're 18, I guess they could sign themselves out because legally they're considered an adult there. But they have to have parents' consent. Right. We don't say, okay, you have to leave. Unless they've graduated and then, they move on and go to college or get a job and move off. But no, we don't just say, okay, get out, Yeah. I think you had a question, ma'am? Yeah, you can. We have one of the families, their main job is volunteer coordinators. And I've got information out here on all kinds of stuff. But we have groups that come and do mission trips. We've had groups this summer that came from Michigan, that came from Ohio, Kentucky. And they just set up a time. And they say, I want to come and we want to serve you guys for a week. And the awesome thing about a mission trip with us is if you come, all you got to do is get yourself there. We provide your food. We provide your lodging, a bed, all your linens, all everything. All you have to do is get yourself there, and then everything else is provided for. So it's relatively cheap as far as a mission trip goes, as long as gas doesn't keep rising. So we all know how stable that is. Yes? Yes. Yeah, we're a Christian youth home, and so everything is Christian-based, yes. Yes, ma'am. I don't know per year. I do have like some financial stuff out there that we hand out that kind of tells you our annual income, our expenses, and stuff like that. And I'd hate to give you something without knowing, you know, the actual thing. Any other questions? Okay. Well, thank you so much for allowing us to be here with you this morning. And like I said, I've got lots of information. I've got a booth out there. Please come talk to me if you think of something else. I'd love to answer your questions and share more about our ministry. So thank you so much.